In the opening episode of Grace and Frankie, one of Netflix's most touted new series, one of the characters talks about, quote, a very exciting chapter we're opening in the book of life, end quote. From this and other lines of dialogue, one would never think to attribute the life change to 70-year-olds. But 70-somethings they are. Grace and Frankie is a story that focuses on two women who've been living an affluent California lifestyle for 40 years. 40 years of unremarkable married life. Suddenly, life explodes. A bombshell hits. Their husbands, Robert and Saul, have been law partners for 40 years. Now Saul explains that they are, quote, homosexual, law, and bed partners. Now they will divorce their wives and get married to each other. All this, mind you, occurs in the first 5 minutes of episode one. Altogether, there are 13 half-hour episodes of programming which deal with the repercussions of this announcement. Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin play the two women. Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston are the husbands. With actors of this caliber, the viewer expects a first-rate show. That's exactly what Grace and Frankie turns out to be. In fact, it is superb entertainment. It's a show for today. The septuagenarians and their grown children are characters with upscale contemporary concerns. They live on their cell phones, they reside in lovely suburban homes, and co-own a luxurious beach house. Some of the characters find escape in illegal drugs. Others find comfort in alcohol or prescription drugs. They use explicit language. The richness of storyline might have dried up by episode three, but for the fairly consistent, high quality of writing. The situations go a bit downhill in a couple late episodes, but keep watching. Overall, the dialogue is sharp and telling. At one point, Jane Fonda, as Grace, notes of her husband's lifestyle, quote, I didn't see it. Am I that self-involved? End quote. To which her sister-in-law replies, quote, No, honey, he's that opaque. At another point, Grace laments, quote, I did everything right. I raised his children. I shopped with his mother. Grace is a style and weight-conscious, finicky woman who has successfully developed a health industry-related company. Frankie is an aging but still adventuresome hippie and spiritualist who teaches art to ex-cons and occasionally fills the air with incense. Fonda and Tomlin are two actors who transition from drama to comedy with ease. One moment they're desperate women lost in their dilemmas. The next they're Martin and Lewis. Meanwhile, Robert and Saul are living together as a couple for the first time in their long relationship. That isn't an easy adjustment either. As we age, we tend to think that life gets more settled, more predictable. Maybe it did a generation or two ago. Maybe we just think it did. Grace and Frankie gives us an intelligent and entertaining look at seniors who are coping with extraordinary upheaval. As this series unfolds, nobody really hates anyone, and nobody has the power to destroy what simply will be their new life. In an America of affluence, everyone should live as they please. Get what they want. No? What occurs is a very sincere attempt to recover from a state of absolute loss, to be able to live in peace and be happy too. All 13 episodes of Grace and Frankie are available now on Netflix.